Getting past disappointment. Go to that moment where you felt disappointed. And as you think of that situation, I want you to see it in your mind's eye. And as you see that situation when you were disappointed, I want you to hear what was going on. Any music, any sound, any conversation, any inner thoughts that were going on. And when you do those two things, you can feel what it felt like to be disappointed. Notice where in your body you feel that disappointment. It could be in your head, or your heart, or your chest, or your abdomen. Notice where it is. And when you notice it, I want you to place your hand on that exact spot where you feel that disappointment. And when you touch that spot, I want you to ask yourself, ask your higher self, what is the lesson that I need to learn from this event? And when you ask the question, your higher self, your heart, will find the answer. And as you get the answer, I want you to just examine it for a moment. Take a look at it. And I want you to place that lesson, place it where you keep important information. And no need to worry. Your mind and your heart know exactly where to store that information so you can use it anytime you need it. Take another deep breath in, hold it for 3 seconds, and as you let it out, go even deeper into a place of relaxation. And one more breath in, and this time as you let it out, let go of that memory of that time you were disappointed. I want you to imagine from your spine, your tailbone, feel a connection that goes down through the floor, all the way down to the ground, all the way down, going all the way to the center of the earth, and just hook it there so you feel this deep connection with the earth. In fact, I want you to let your feet get two connections all the way down through the earth to the center of the earth, so you're connected to the earth with these three connections. And when you do that, something amazing happens. Instantly, your mind quiets. You feel that inner strength, and you feel fully present in your body. And when you do that, I want you to just know that you felt disappointment many, many times before. And one of the things you can do is just notice. Let your mind travel back to those times where you felt disappointed. Might have been all the way back to when you were just young. Don't worry, your heart and unconscious mind know where those memories are at and the wounds that they created. Now it's time to let go of all of that. I want you to just imagine limitless love coming from above, from the universe, from the divine. Just see it as this golden liquid light that comes in and just touches you on the top of your head. And as it does that, it starts pouring into your body, going all the way down through your body. And as it goes down, it starts looking for those memories of disappointment, where you felt less than you should have, where you were hurt, where you thought less of yourself. And as this light goes down, it starts washing each and every one of those instances through your body, down through the grounding cords, through your tailbone and your feet. And as it starts washing those memories and those wounds and those sensations out of your body, you start to feel lighter. And as you feel lighter, the current increases, washing away all the disappointment you've ever had, just washing it away so you can let go of it. And as you let go of it, you feel lighter and more centered. And as this process happens, take a deep breath in, hold it for a few moments, and as you let it out, let that golden light transform into a purple light. This is ultimate healing. And as this comes down through the top of your head, filling your body, it heals any place in your body where that disappointment wounded you, and it heals it. And as it heals it, you feel more whole. And as you feel more whole, you feel centered and empowered. And as this healing goes on, I want you to think of a particular time where you felt powerful. Think back to that moment when you felt powerful. It could have been after doing something amazing, or after a sporting event, or just when you were hanging out with someone you love and it just made you feel amazing. And as you go back to that memory, I want you to see what you saw back then. I want you to hear what you heard back then. And when you do those two things, you get to feel that amazing feeling in your body. Notice where you feel it. And just imagine that you have this volume control that can turn up that feeling. I want you to turn that feeling up. Turn it up higher and higher so your entire body starts radiating with this amazing, powerful energy. Crank it up even more so it gets more and more intense so you feel unstoppable. And as this feeling goes throughout your entire body, I want you to think about, what's the next thing you need to do to get back on track? Is it making a phone call? Is it pen to paper? Whatever that task is, whatever that next step is, I want you, from this place of power, to see yourself do that step. And as you do that step, notice how it feels amazing and more powerful. You feel empowered. It sets up this momentum of getting better and stronger. And then I want you to see yourself out in the future that you've accomplished something amazing, and how this ability to decide how you feel, to feel this powerful, led you to that. And as you see yourself out there succeeding wildly, where you feel comfortable in your own skin, you feel powerful, successful, strong, as you see that you out there, let that you from the future float back in time and space, all the way back to where you are right now, and have that future you step into your body. And as that happens, just know that you can accomplish anything. At the count of three, I'm going to bring you back so you're ready to take that action step. One, you've let go of the disappointment and learned the lesson. This frees you to get more energy. Two, you have certainty on the next step you want to do. This empowers you. And three, you can accomplish anything that you want.